Greetings to one and all in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When I was in Nairobi, when Reverend Mark Kim or anyone who chairs asked for praise items, they never ran out of volunteers. They have to be stopped. Whereas in Singapore, we have to beg and beg and beg people to render praise items and none will still come out. Somehow, God did not give to us Chinese the pipes to sing. They are gifted. They can sing very, very well. Chinese, I think, are only good for making money. Somehow we can't sing. The Filipinos can sing. The Indonesians can sing. The Koreans surely can sing. But maybe the Chinese from China can sing. But the Chinese from Singapore can't sing. There's something wrong with the Singapore air, I believe. Huh? What do you think? Yield not to temptation, rendered both in English as well as in Swahili. Yes, Swahili. Which is basically what tonight is all about, isn't it? Is it okay for me to work in Resort World Sentosa? If it is it okay for me to work in the casino? That's easy to answer, isn't it? But the question is Resort World Sentosa. It is divided into accommodations. Resort World Sentosa has entertainment. It also boasts of many attractions. And then, of course, they have very good shopping and dining as well. Now, these are the four kinds of activities that you find when you go to Resort World Sentosa. And under accommodations, as Elder Cheong has mentioned, two more new hotels have come up and they are now opened. And so you look at the design of these hotels, they are very comfortable, they are very nice. They are just hotels. And then you have the entertainment section where they have the kids club, where they have meetings and incentives. Of course, they have one section, they call it responsible gaming. Responsible gaming. That's a very nice way of putting to replace the word gambling, isn't it? Responsible gaming. That's strange, isn't it? Responsible gaming. To remove any semblance of sin, any semblance of evil, responsible gaming, not just gambling. Gambling is too harsh. And then the attractions would include Universal Studios Singapore. They will have a marine life park, maritime experiential museum and aquarium. And of course, they have this festive walk. They call it attractions, whereby they say the place never sleeps. You will have a smashing good time. Now, these are all taken from their website. I did not make this up. Now, this is not, I went there to stay to survey. I did not go there. This is all from internet. Now, please. Okay, all from internet is from their brochure. Internet brochure where they boast of all these things, shopping and dining, and they will show you big, beautiful places for shopping, and they even boast of some of these shops. Very, very expensive shops. Do not want to name them to give them free publicity. And so Resort World Sentosa is not just a place for gamblers, it is a place for all kinds of people. They even included some of these attractions that are very family-oriented. And it is designed for that particular purpose. So that the cover of this very terrible word called casino, which conjure a lot of negative minds and impressions, will be slowly erased and eradicated so that when it is built, many of us will not see the dark side of what we find inside Resort World Sentosa because it is very family-oriented. Casino is only one of the many activities there, and because of this, it gives rise to a lot of problems and confusion. Is it okay for me to work there? And if I work there in any capacity, such as if I work as a car park attendant, or if I work in the hotels, or if I work in marine life park or maritime museum, will I be in any way compromising my faith and my stance as a Christian. Of course, working inside the casino is out of the question. You cannot go inside the casino and start dishing out cards or be part of those who will look after the roulette, and all these things are definitely out because it is downright plain wrong. It is gambling. But what about all these peripheral areas? Is it okay for me to work in them? Now, of course, if you are a fireman and you see the casino burning, what should you do? Should you turn it off or should you still? Well, if lives are at stake, you better save lives. Or if you see just the building burning, maybe you may just, you know, lower the pressure a bit or something, huh? But if the lives are in there, you better save them. You don't say you're a gambler, I'm not going to save you. It doesn't matter. You save lives because that's your job as a fireman. Alright, that you have to do. Okay, but we're not talking about that kind of sporadic emergency help that you have to render. Well, we are talking about working there as a regular worker, employee. Alright, that is the question for consideration tonight. Leviticus chapter 20 is a passage that may give us some guidelines to help us decide. Alright, whether it is okay for us to work there in Resort World Sentosa. We're not talking about the casino that's out. We're talking about the peripheral areas. Now, verse 1 to verse 6 describe God's view on holiness. Alright, God's view on God's people. What we are like. Now, you have to know who you are. Because who you are will help you decide on whether you can or cannot work there. Whether who you are will be jeopardized or your position in relation to God's view of you will be compromised. Now the Lord spake unto Moses saying, again thou shalt say to the children of Israel, that is God's people, right? Whosoever he be of the children of Israel, so again an emphasis on God's people, your testimony and your witness, that is God's children, or with reference to strangers that lived in Israel. So any Gentiles who have embraced the God of Israel, who have gone through circumcision and make themselves a proselyte to be identified as part of God's people, you will also be classified under the same category, the same group. And what God says that follows after this introduction will also apply to them, just as it will apply to the Israelites. Now what did God say? That giveth any of his seed unto Molech, he shall surely be put to death. That means no intermarriage. As long as you allow your son or your daughter to be offered to Molech. Now, of course, Molech is the god of the Ammonites. Now, if you marry someone who is a worshipper of Molech, it will also be included here. So no worship of idols. That is out. Molech, another name will be Milcom, and they would be one of the gods of the Ammonites. He shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stone. Plain and simple, all right? So casino is out. Any such things that will cross the line that is blatantly a sin, that's out. Simply because you are a child of God. You are to have a different standard from the rest of the world. If an unbeliever wants to work inside the casino, that is not based upon God's word. That's who they are as unbelievers. They will see no qualms. They will have no conscience that will prick them. If they work there, they will have no problems. But for God's people, you are the children of God. You bear the name of Christ. You have a totally different standard. And the standard is the name of Christ must be honored by the way that you live, by the way that you work. Where you work, all these will come into consideration. I will set my face against that man, and I will cut him off from among his people, because he had given his seed unto Molech to defile my sanctuary and to profane my holy name. You see, that's the problem. Defile my sanctuary. Now, how could offering a son of an Israelite defile the sanctuary of God? Because you are God's inheritance. That's the bottom line. You belong to God. You bear the name of God. You are called the children of Israel. The Prince of God, that's the name. Just like we call ourselves Christians. Have you ever asked yourself a question? Who gave you the right to call yourself after the name of the second person of the Godhead? How dare you call yourself after the name of the second person of the Godhead? Christian, Christ. That's who he is, isn't it? Christ means the anointed one, the anointed Savior. He is God incarnate. Jesus, when he was on earth, said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. That's how important the name of Christ is. That's who he is. How dare you call yourself a Christian? And yet God says, I want you to call yourself a Christian if you are truly born again. But there is a condition. The condition is that you must reflect me. You must reflect to the world my character, who Jesus Christ is. Because I don't walk on this earth anymore. They can't see me anymore. But they can see me by the way that you live, and therefore you are now no longer allowed to live any way you like. You cannot just simply live based upon your own heart's desire. You cannot just go anywhere to work based upon your own heart's desire. Where you go, what you do, must reflect the character and the attribute of Jesus Christ, the second person of the Godhead. That's what it means, and that's exactly the basis for God telling, warning the Christians, the Jews, the Israelites in the time of Moses. You will desecrate, defile my sanctuary because your people go into the sanctuary. You are the only ones who can go into my sanctuary, my holy place. Remember, until Jesus comes, the animal sacrifices were the acceptable means of the remission of sin to the people of God. They will bring the right kind of animals that God had determined. And they are only allowed to bring the animals to the only place that God has set up and designed and determined. That will be the tabernacle in this day. Later on in Solomon's time, it will be in the temple. And not only must these two be done correctly, right animals, right place, it must be offered by the right people. That will be the people of Israel, the priesthood, only once. And that's why when you do things like this, offering your sons, it is like recognizing, equating Molech as if he is God. And you are my people. You cannot acknowledge Molech and elevate him into the same position as I am. You cannot do that. That would be defiling my sanctuary because you are clean to enter my sanctuary and to profane my holy name. That's for sure, isn't it? And if the people of the land do anyways hide their eyes from the man. So if there are any Israelites who will allow this to happen and they pretend that they do not see and they do not punish this person who compromised, when he giveth his seed unto Molech and kill him not, God said, then I will set my face against that man and against his family and will cut him off and all that go a whoring after him to commit whoredom with Molech from among his people. This is God's view of any form of sin and compromise. His name that we bear must not be tarnished. So you ask yourself this question. Where you work in Resort World Sentosa, the place that you work, will it tarnish the name of Jesus Christ that I bear? Now that will be the guideline. It is impossible for us to list out all the kind of jobs that are found in there. But the guideline that you have to apply to yourself is, will it result in me compromising my testimony and my witness, my standard of holiness that God has given me the honor and the privilege to bear by calling myself a Christian? You ask yourself that question. If it compromised, then you cannot work there. If it does not, by all means, it will bring honor and glory to God's name. Remember in 1 Corinthians 5, the Lord tells us that if you have no fellowship, no relationship at all with anyone on this earth, then you might as well be taken out of this world. God tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, 9 to 11, that I ask you to separate yourself from a person who calls himself a Christian and commit those sins. Because when you live in the world, when you live with unbelievers, they need to see Christ in your life. And if you do not have any interaction with them, how are you going to influence them for Christ? Now, when you work in a casino, that is different. Because when you work in a casino, you already tainted your witness. But if you just simply work as a car park attendant, when you work in the maritime museum, it is not a sin to work in the maritime museum to look after fish. To clean the fish, I don't know what you do in there. So your compromise is not seen. There's no compromise. Your testimony, your witness for Christ is not at stake. And there are people there that you find in this world who need to see Christ. And that's why the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 5, you cannot have no relationship with fornicators, with idolaters, with adulterers, because that's the makeup of the world. But any brother who calls himself a Christian and commits a sin, you make sure you put your stand, because that person has tainted the name of Christ and you separate yourself from that individual. But from the rest of the world, all of them are like that, as the Bible describes. Fornicators, idolaters, and etc., etc. That you find in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, the list is there. Many of them. And yet you can have interaction with them, but never at the expense of your standard of holiness that God has given to you. That's the guideline. And verse 7 and 8, God gives us the basis or the reason for this standard of holiness. And the soul that turneth after such as a familiar spirits and have wizard to go a whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul and will cut him off from among his people. But for us as Christians, verse 7 and 8, sanctify yourselves therefore. That is the key. Sanctify yourselves. Make sure that you keep yourself holy at all times. Not only in Resort World Sentosa, but every other field of service, even in the mainland, which will include Marina Bay Sands. And every other area that you work in, as long as your testimony is not compromised. Because the standard of our holiness is the character of God. For I am the Lord your God. That's the basis. God's character is the basis and the reason for our maintaining our standard of sanctification and holiness. No other reason. God's own character. And ye shall therefore keep my statutes and do them. That's how you maintain your standard of holiness. Keeping, obeying the word of God. I am the Lord which sanctify you. I am the Lord who will use the word of God to make you more and more like Christ. Make you more and more clean. Make you more and more holy. That's what it does. And that's the basis, the heart and soul of our holiness and our standard. And since God's standard will never change, He's the same yesterday, today and forever, His standard of holiness will always be at its highest. It can never, never be decreased or diminished or tainted. Because it is absolute. Either you are holy or you are not. There's no such thing as 90% holy, 99% holy. Either you are or you are not. And God will always be 100% holy. And God's holiness will become our standard. And therefore we have to match this standard as often as possible, as consistently as possible, as long as possible. And that's why this is the basis for your decision whether to work in Resort World Sentosa. Only those areas that will not compromise God's holiness that you bear in your life. That is the key. That is the guideline. Not only with reference to Resort World Sentosa, but every job that you hold. It must be based upon this basis, this perspective. The standard of holiness. In the case of Israel, they were the only nation on planet Earth whereby they can see visibly the manifestation of God's grace and God's mercy. And when they fail the Lord, it is as if Israel has switched off the only light, the spiritual light, and plunged the whole world into spiritual darkness. That's exactly what it means when Israel was sent into 70 years of wilderness, of captivity in Babylon. That's what it means. The whole nation was destroyed by God because of their sin. Because their testimony was not the light of the holiness of God, but it was idolatry after idolatry after idolatry from one king to the next, to the next, to the next. And God sent prophets of the prophets to rebuke them, but they refused to repent and change. Whatever a good king did, a bad king would follow and undo everything and plunge Israel into deeper and deeper sin. And so God says, I have to turn off that light because it is not showing to the world the right kind of light. In our age, in our time, it is not one nation. It is through the thousands of local churches spread all over the world and across many, many continents. But when we survey the scene, This is slowly being switched off one by one, one by one, one by one. Instead of one big light as focused, centralized in one nation, it is a lot of small little light bulb in all the local churches spread across the earth. And now more and more of them are being switched off because of compromise. There are very few that are being lit that will truly reflect the holiness of God. And the world needs this kind of testimony, this kind of witness, just as it was in the days of Old Testament Israel. The world is just as desperately in need of the same kind of light in our age and in our time. And God just simply distributed this light throughout all the Gentiles who would believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You look at nation of Israel today, you can't find salvation grace. They are no longer manifesting the grace and the mercies of God the way that the Old Testament Israel did. For example, in the days of King David, in the days of King Josiah. But now the duty, the responsibility is given to us, and it is not the building, it is each and every one of you. And everywhere you go, this is exactly what your duty and what your task is, to reflect the holiness of Jesus Christ by the way that you conduct yourself. And so your workplace is a place of ministry. That is why you cannot go inside the casino, because that would be compromise. You are now accepting and agreeing that it is okay to be in these places. That's obviously out. But in all the other areas, you separate yourself from these kind of sinful places, and you work in other places that is not sinful, where there are a lot of people who need to see Christ by the way that you live. And that's your duty. That's your responsibility. And that must be your foremost motivation and responsibility. Not as a place just to work and get money and keep your body and soul together by buying food and clothing. That's secondary. The primary goal and purpose is to be a spiritual witness. And there are many people out there who need to see Jesus Christ in your life. And that is what you must do when you consider whether you can or cannot work in this place or that place. Foremost, holiness. God's holiness that you must reflect to them, because they need to see Christ before they die in their sin and end up in hell. They need to see the Savior. That is the basis, the heart and soul of the question, should I work in RWS? The third point is verse 22 to 26. What we have shared with you is exactly what you find in verse 22 to 26. God's view or purpose of your existence, of the purpose of His people. Why do you think God left us on this earth? Why didn't God just simply save us and take us all to heaven? He deliberately allowed us to live on this earth and to mingle with the people on this earth, just as before we were saved, God sent someone who was His child to bring us the gospel to save us. Now God allowed us to do likewise to some other individuals who are in need of Jesus Christ. Look at verse 22. Ye shall therefore keep all my statutes and all my judgments and do them. Now the word keep and the word do, they are not the same. Alright, the word keep there means to guard something that is precious. The word do them in the second part refers to the action, the obedience of it, actually doing it. Okay? You guard it because it is precious to you, and therefore you will also obey them. That the land whither I bring you to dwell in will spew you not out. Because as long as you reflect the right Jesus Christ, you are fulfilling what God had intended you to be. And therefore God will not kick you out. But the moment you continue to reflect someone else, not the God of the creation of heaven and earth, but some other gods, and you bear the name of Israel and you reflect not the true character of God, but some other idols, God will punish. God said, I will kick you out of the land. And ye shall not walk in the manner of the nation. That means like the Gentile nations, which I cast out before you. That will be the Canaanites. For they committed all these things, and therefore I abhor them. But I have said unto you, ye shall inherit this land, and I will give it unto you to possess it, a land that floweth with milk and honey. Now you watch the last part of verse 24. I am the Lord your God, which have separated you from other people. I have saved you, and I have chosen you, and I have set you apart from every other nation. You are different. You are special. And that's who we are. That is God's perspective of each and every one of us. God has literally set us apart. When he places us on this earth, we may look the same outwardly, physically speaking. But actually, God said, I have set you apart, and you are to be very different from the rest of the world. You dress differently, you talk differently, you think differently. Everything about you is different from the rest of the human beings on this earth. And that's what Israel was to be. And that's exactly what God says. You shall therefore put a difference between clean beasts and unclean. You cannot eat any animal you like. I have given to you what are the animals you are allowed to eat, what are the fish you are allowed to eat, what are the birds you are allowed to eat, and other than that, they are considered unclean. Your dressing is different. You are not allowed to wear garments that are mixed in material. It's either 100% wool or 100% cotton. You are not allowed to mix the animal when you farm. Everything about you will be completely, totally different from the rest of the nations around you, because I have set you apart, separated you from all the people. And that's who we are. And that's what you must use as you evaluate what kind of job you can take, what kind of job you can work in. That's the basis. Your witness and your testimony must be 100% maintained and retained, and not be compromised, because the moment it is compromised, you are finished. You know that work, that job is wrong for you, because it has brought shame to the name of Christ. It does not reflect properly the holiness of God in your life. That's the basis. You shall not make your souls abominable by beasts or by fowl or by any manner of living thing that creepeth on the ground, which I have separated from you as unclean. Not that you cannot eat, it is not for hygiene reason, not that the food is poisonous. You cook a pig very well, it is very delicious, isn't it, right? We eat all the char siu rice, it's very delicious. It's nothing to do with whether it's delicious or not. God has set a standard. And the reason is to keep Israel pure, to keep Israel holy, so that Israel will not compromise. To tell the whole world around them. That's why they are told to keep the Sabbath day holy. When everybody else works 7 days a week, you will have no work on the Sabbath day. When the other nations look at you, they see complete silence. You don't go to the farm, you don't go to the field, you don't go to your vineyard, you don't do any work. You trust the Lord to provide all that you need within the 6 days. Because you live by faith. They live by the work of their hands. You don't. You live by the faith that you have in God, and God will provide. Everything about you will be different. And that must be your basis. If the work that you are working in causes you to keep on not worshiping the Lord on the Lord's Day, pray and find another job. Because your worship of God is critical, is paramount, is important. If your job keeps on requiring you to work overtime, where you have no time to serve the Lord, no time to worship, then you have to reconsider many other factors to be put into consideration as you decide where to work, whether it will honor God, whether it will help you in your witness and your testimony. You are different. You are special. Because God has made you special. Because you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior. And look at verse 26. Ye shall be holy unto me, unto the Lord. For I, the Lord, am holy. To me, I am your standard. I am the standard. And I have severed you from other people. Same word. Separated you. Severed you from other people. Now look at the last phrase of verse 26. That ye should be mine. Now that is not found in verse 24. So that you will be mine. Not just separate and that's it. Not just to be separated and be distinctive. But because I have separated you and make you mine. You belong to me. I will protect you. I will look after you. I will guard you. I have set you aside so that you could be mine. I'm not just simply set you aside to be different for different sake. I set you apart from all the rest of the world. I send my only begotten Son to die on the cross for you. And you have accepted him as your Lord and your Savior. And I have raised him up from the dead for your justification, so that all that he has done for you, I told you by his resurrection that I accepted what my only begotten Son has done for you as sufficient. So that when you accepted Him as your Lord and as your Savior, you will now become my son, my daughter. That means you belong to me. I have set you apart so that I will be your God and you will be my people. Don't ever forget that. Use that as your standard of evaluation where you work, how you ought to work, and how you should conduct yourself. That is the key. Who you are in Jesus Christ. That's the answer to this question. Should I work in RWS? Remember who you are in Jesus Christ. That's the basis. If it causes you to lose your standard of holiness, it causes you to compromise and fall into sin, it causes you to displease the Lord and you stop reflecting Jesus Christ, then that is not the place of work that you should be in. Because God will not be pleased when you do not reflect the true Jesus of the Scriptures to the world. That is your calling. That is your duty. That is why God has saved us, to be His witness on this earth. When Christ was on earth, He did the witnessing. And now He's seated at God's right hand, has given to us the honor and the privilege to do the witnessing on His behalf. Remember, what right do you have to call yourself a Christian? God says, I want you to call yourself a Christian, but on the condition that you truly reflect Christ and not somebody else. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for mercies, for grace in our lives. For at times, O Lord, we make foolish decisions. And we pray, Father, for some in our midst who might have made wrong decisions whereby they work in places that have compromised their standard of holiness that Thou hast given to us, where the name of Jesus Christ no longer is borne by them. Help us, O Lord, to repent, and may we learn to trust You, to always do that which is right and holy before Thee. For our lives are in Your hands, not only on this earth, but even unto eternity. And as our loving Heavenly Father, we know that You will always take care of Your children, and You will give to us the very best. Grant to us the wisdom that we need, O Lord, to make the right decision, even as we look for jobs. We know, Lord, that they are not jobs to us, but they are areas of ministry whereby we are to tell the world who Jesus is. May this be our heart's desire and our heart's cry, to trust Thee, for without faith it is impossible to please Thee. May this life that you have redeemed with Christ's precious blood be a life that is lived by the way that we work, by the way that we talk, by the way that we are motivated. Reflect only our Savior. Thus His name may be glorified in our lives. For this we ask with thanksgiving and for Thy glory. In Jesus' name. Amen.